You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hi, I'm Dave Capper, and welcome to this podcast of articles from Consumer Reports Magazine, January 2025 edition, a presentation of Airs LA. Our first article comes from the Ask Our Experts section. How can I keep cheese from getting moldy? The right storage is the key to preventing mold and keeping cheese fresher longer. Hard cheese, like cheddar and parmesan, lasts the longest, about 3 to 4 weeks after opening, because of their low moisture content, making them less susceptible to spoilage. Soft cheese, like Brie or ricotta cheese, spoils faster and should be consumed within 1 to 2 weeks once opened. Cheese should be stored at about 37 degrees Fahrenheit in your fridge in a crisper or dedicated cheese drawer. Once you've broken the vacuum-sealed packaging, some experts recommend wrapping the cheese in wax paper or parchment paper instead of plastic wrap, particularly for higher moisture, softer cheese. This will allow it to breathe without it getting dried out. Putting it in an airtight container is also a great option for soft cheese. For longer storage, hard or shredded cheese can be frozen for up to 6 months, but the texture after freezing will be better for cooking than for snacking. Soft cheese can also be frozen, but might not fare as well. If you spot mold on a hard cheese, you can safely cut it away as long as you remove at least 1 inch around and below the edge of the mold. Moldy soft cheese should be discarded because it spreads more easily through it. I just got a letter saying that information associated with my credit card may have been stolen in a data breach. What should I do? First, try to learn what information was exposed. The severity of data breaches varies, but the most alarming case can include exposing passwords, phone numbers, home addresses, and financial data. The letter you receive may tell you or list a web address or phone number for more info. You can also go to haveibeenpwned.com, a website where you can enter your email address to see whether it appears in any of the data breaches the site tracks. If your password was compromised, it's important to change it on the breach service and everywhere else you've used it. That's because criminals can try to log on to other services using the same information, an attack known as credential stuffing. That's why you should never reuse passwords. Whenever possible, also use multi-factor authentication. Then do a web search for your name to see what information comes up. If you learn, for example, that some of your data has been posted on social media, ask to have it removed. If your social security number or financial information was leaked, freezing your credit will restrict access to it, making it harder for identity thieves to open new accounts in your name. To do this, contact each of the three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You'll have to temporarily lift the freeze when you need to, as you will when applying for a credit card. Should I be worried about a cut that isn't healing quickly? As we get older, it's normal for broken skin to take longer to heal. But if you don't see progress after 2 weeks, head to your doctor. Similarly, if your wound is large, more than 2 by 2 inches, or deep, go to an urgent care clinic or call your doctor. If you're at all unsure if your wound is swollen, red, or painful, at the very least, send the doctor a photo. Skin becomes thinner and less elastic over time, says Peter Abadur, MD and Associate Professor of Geriatrics at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. Sun damage exacerbates the problem, which is why the skin on your arms and hands, which are routinely exposed to sunlight, is particularly delicate. Deficiencies in vitamin C, D, and zinc can also slow healing. And anti-inflammatory drugs, including steroids and pain relievers, like ibuprofen, can reduce the speed of recovery. Blood thinners may slow recovery too, but never stop taking any drug without first consulting your doctor. Our next article comes from the Insight Product Recommendations and Practical Advice in the No section. What cleans dishes best? The brand of dish soap that you use can make all the difference between easy cleanups and long scrubbing sessions. We put 10 well-known dish soaps to the test to find out which ones get things squeaky clean. We caked dishes in ketchup and chicken tikka masala, then washed them in warm water with each product, using a new sponge each time. The winners had long-lasting suds and also didn't leave hands feeling chapped. Editor's Choice, Dawn Ultra Dishwasher Liquid. Original scent, 19 cents per ounce. Dawn's formula easily handled the mess on our plates. The suds were plentiful and thick, and even after all 8 plates were clean, there were still plenty of suds left for more. Cleans well with a lovely scent. Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day Dish Soap, basil scent, 31 cents per ounce. The basil scent of this soap is light and herbaceous. Like Dawn, it produced rich suds. After washing all the dishes, there were still enough suds left to clean more plates. The Super Sudser, Palmolive Ultra Oxy Power, 12 cents per ounce. This light and clean smelling soap produced long-lasting suds that cleaned our dishes well, but after a full round of washing, it left testers' hands a little drier than the other top soaps we tried. Good value? Gain Ultra Clean, 8 cents per ounce. For less than a third of the cost per ounce of Mrs. Meyer's bottle, Gain soap was a solid performer. During washing, it retained a nice level of suds, but the scent may be too strong for some. Our next article comes from the Insides Health Update section. 3 ways to stop heel pain. If your heels hurt, you could have plantar fasciitis or Achilles tendonitis. The first is caused by excess pressure on the plantar fascia, which is a band of tissue that attaches the heel bone to the toes, and the second is caused by overuse of the Achilles tendon, which connects calf muscles to the heel bone. Both can make your heels hurt after exercise or after you first stand up after a long rest, like when you get out of bed in the morning. Another cause of achy heels is the thinning of the protective fat pad on the bottom of your foot, which can happen as we age. To get some relief, try these strategies, but if your heel pain hasn't subsided after 2 weeks of self-care, it's time to see a podiatrist. Try stretches that soothe. Stretching the calf and Achilles tendon a few times a day can help alleviate both Achilles tendonitis and plantar fasciitis. Because pain can be worse first thing in the morning, do this stretch before you get out of bed. Place a towel, belt, or strap around the ball of the foot with your legs straight. Gently pull your toes towards you and hold for 15 seconds. Rub away pain. To ease pain caused by plantar fasciitis, roll a ball, a golf ball is the perfect size for this, up and down the arch of the foot and along the sides to loosen the tight tissues. Rolling a frozen water bottle under your foot's arch for 10 to 15 minutes a few times throughout the day will also relieve discomfort. Upgrade your footwear. Skip going barefoot, even around the house, and choose footwear that has some cushioning, a slightly raised heel, a wide toe box, and a deep heel cup that hugs your heel and helps stabilize the foot. To make shoes more comfortable, try inserting drugstore cushioning insoles with good arch support. Our next article, and my favorite, comes from the Insights section. This is a section where Consumer Reports goes back on tests they've done previously over the last 70 or 80 years. It's called Time Traveler Laundry. 1940. We test 44 laundry soaps to see which cleans clothes best. No one brand stands out, so we recommend buying the least pricey detergent. 1959. CR is impressed with the $400 Norge washing machine, which offers 5 different types of settings, including for temperature and spin cycle. 1967. We test 36 irons that spray clothes with both water and steam, and it cost up to $3 more than steam-only irons. Our verdict? They're worth the extra money. 1971. Many laundry detergents use phosphates to pollute American waterways. We asked roughly 300 families to test non-phosphate products, and we learned that those cleaners work just as well as ones with phosphate. 1989. Our lab finds that dryers with moisture sensors dry better than those with only temperature sensors. 1993. We test 2 popular mail order stain removers. Both work better than supermarket stain removers on tough stains like red wine. 2010. Our laundry experts explain that even though the front load washing machines have longer cycle times than top loaders, they're more water efficient, using about 10 gallons less per load on average. 2015. We warn consumers that brightly colored laundry detergent pods can be a serious health hazard for young children who might easily mistake them for candy. 2020. We rate Tide and Persil as the best laundry detergents, reporting that they work equally well on tough stains such as chocolate, coffee, blood, and grass. 2025, we still test hundreds of washers and dryers to find the very best performing models. Our next article comes from the Insights CR Deal Finder section. Brr, warm up with these hot winter deals. Enjoy discounts exclusive to CR readers and listeners on some of our favorite products. A toasty duvet, Buffy Cloud Comforter, $195. The top pick from our review, this comforter has a pillowy filling made from recycled plastic that shouldn't clump, and it keeps you toasty. CR savings, 25% off. Use code CRBUFF25 on buffy.co. Sewell 16-ounce Traveler, $35. This Sewell insulated travel mug earned a top rating in our test, keeping drinks hot for more than 11 hours. It also feels great in your hand. CR savings, 30% off. Use code ConsumerReports on Swell.com. Extra thick towels. Brooklinen Super Plush Turkish Cotton Bath Towels, $71 for two. These huge, soft towels were the most absorbent in our evaluation. They are a good choice for bundling up in after a shower on cold days. CR savings, 20% off. Use code CRPlush20 on Brooklinen.com. A warm seat. Brondale Swash 1000, $600. This by-day attachment offers real cold weather comfort. It has a heated seat, a warm water spray nozzle, and a warm hair dryer, all controlled by remote. CR savings, 20% off. Use code CRBrondale20 on Brondale.com. Wraps for wet hair. Turby Twist Microfiber Hair Towels, $20 for two. The small towels keep wet hair off your neck, and the towels shortened blow-drying times in our evaluation. CR savings, 20% off. Use code CRTurby20 on turbytwist.com. Footnotes. On Swell.com, the code is valid through 1/31/25 and applies to Swell hydration products and accessories. Second footnote. On Brooklinen.com, the code does not apply to last call items or collaborations. Note. All discounts except Swell.com are valid through 1/12/25. Offers do not stack with other discounts and are limited to one use per customer. Our next article comes from the Insights Product Spotlight section. Air purifiers. No matter how spotless your house is, the air inside can still be dirty, especially in winter when windows are shut tight, keeping fresh air out. And if you have pets, cook frequently, and or burn wood in your fireplace, your air quality may be even more problematic. Using an air purifier can really help, but our test of more than 150 models reveal that some do a much better job than others. It's best to place air purifiers in the rooms you spend the most time in, like your bedroom or kitchen, and to keep them running on low, turning them up to high only when you're in the room. Easier returns. Sending gifts back can be a real pain. Usually you need to print out a label, repackage the gift, and ship it, or haul it to a store and wait in a long customer service line. But these shortcuts can help you ditch the packaging, skip the lines, and get that refund faster. Don't bother with return labels or packaging. Some major retailers now offer return options that don't require you to repackage your items or print anything. Amazon allows some items to be returned to UPS or Whole Foods drop-off locations. You hand the item over and scan a return QR code on your smartphone. If you opt to receive a refund back into your Amazon account, you'll see it within hours rather than waiting days for a credit or debit card refund. Some retailers, like Walmart, also let you return online orders to actual stores without any printouts or packaging. Returns that come to you. You've probably done curbside pickups, where a salesperson brings online purchases to your car, but Target and Walmart, among others, will send someone to your car for certain returns. Look for drive-up returns on Target.com or curbside drop-off on Walmart.com. Our next article comes from Insights Food Face-Off section. Best and worst party snacks. Hosting a book club or watching football with friends? Check out the tastiest appetizers we tested and a few we didn't like. Pizza. See our favorite? Amy's Cheese Pizza, $9. In our staff taste test of frozen pizzas, Amy's was a big winner for its cheesy, garlicky goodness and yummy crust. Crispy on the outside and tender inside. Skip it. DiGiorno 4 Cheese Rising Crust Pizza, $6. DiGiorno's pizza crust had a white bread texture that went gummy in our mouths, and the cheese was pretty tasteless, too. Tortilla chips, see our favorite. Tostitos bite-sized tortilla chips, $4. These chips are tasty and sturdy enough to scoop up thicker dips without cracking. Their small size ensures a good chip-to-dip ratio. Skip it. Green Mountain Gringo Yellow Corn Tortilla Chips, $3. These were among the least liked chips we tried. They have a dippable shape, but we didn't like their overly fried, oily flavor. Finger Food, CR favorite. Spring Valley Cocktail Beef Franks, $7. Our staff labeled these pigs in a blanket a must for Super Bowl parties. The juicy Franks are encased in a crisp puff pastry. Skip it. El Monterey Mexican Grilled Cheese and Chicken Taquitos, $8. These taquitos were too doughy and didn't have much seasoning or enough filling to be satisfying. Our next article is the recall section. Honda Accord, Civic, and CR-V vehicles. Honda is recalling 720,810 Accord, Civic, and CR-V vehicles because of concerns that a defective high-pressure fuel pump may develop cracks that could leak fuel. The recalled models are the 2023-2024 Honda Accord and Accord Hybrid, 2025 Civic Sedan and the Civic Sedan Hybrid, and 2023 through 2025 CR-V Hybrid. When a problem develops, a fuel smell may be detectable when idling or driving. The leak creates a risk of fire, crash, or injury. What to do? Owners will be notified by mail and directed to a local dealership for a free inspection. If a problem is found, the pump will be replaced. Contact Honda Customer Service at 888-234-2138. The NHTSA campaign number is 24V763, and Honda's number for this recall is PJW. Bestway Airjet and Hydrojet Spa Pumps. Bestway is recalling about 866,000 Airjet and Hydrojet Spa Pumps because they can overheat and cause the plastic housing to ignite, posing a fire hazard. The pumps were sold together with spa liners online at Amazon, Bestway USA, Costco, QVC, Rural King, Sam's Club, Spreetail, and Walmart, and at other stores nationwide from May 2021 through May 2024 for $400 to $790. What to do? Stop using the pump. Call Bestway at 888-943-2396 or go to bestwayusa.com for details and to receive a free replacement pump or a refund of $100 for Airjet pumps or $189 for Hydrojet pumps. Liberty Hardware Tub Safety Bars. Liberty Hardware is recalling about 174,500 multi-grip tub safety bars because the plastic sticker grip pads can become dislodged after installation on tubs with tapered side walls, making the bars unstable and posing a fall hazard. The bars were sold at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Walmart, and other hardware stores and suppliers nationwide and online at Amazon and FlyingBulldogs.com from January 2011 through May 2024 for $16 to $55. What to do? Stop using the safety bars and call 844-811-4541 for details and to request a prepaid label and free packaging to return the bars for a $35 refund. John Deere Compact Utility Tractors. John Deere is recalling about 147,900 John Deere 1023E and 1025R and 2025R compact utility tractors because the front bell crank in the brake lineage can fail, causing the tractor to lose braking, resulting in a crash hazard. The tractors were sold at authorized John Deere dealers nationwide from November 2017 through July 2024 for $12,700 to $21,000. What to do? Stop using the tractor and contact an authorized John Deere dealer to schedule a free repair. If you are not able to transport the tractor to a dealer, then the dealer will make arrangements to repair the unit at your home. Go to deere.com/en/parts-and-service/recall information for details. Lucid Platform Beds. Lucid is recalling about 137,000 platform beds with upholstered square tufted headboards because they can sag, break, or collapse during use, posing fall and injury hazards. The beds were sold online at Amazon, BedBathAndBeyond.com, Belk.com, BrooksideHomeDesigns.com, eBay.com, HomeDepot.com, JCPenney.com, Lowe's.com, LucidMattress.com, Macy's.com, MaloofVIP.com, Menards.com, Overstock.com, QVC.com, Sears.com, Target.com, Wayfair.com, and Walmart.com, and in stores nationwide from September 2019 through April 2024 for $150 to $250. What to do? Stop using the bed and contact Lucid at 888-910-0236 or go to lucidmattress.com for details and to get a free replacement bed frame. Consumers must write recalled on the support rails of the bed with permanent marker and send a photo of the bed as well as a photo of the support rails on the underside of the bed or a photo of the law label to recall at lucidmattress.com to receive the free replacement product. Our next article, also in the insights section, January is the best time to buy sheets and bedding, smart watches. February is the best time to buy mattresses, space heaters. Our next article comes from the product update, the latest ratings from our lab section. The way to stay fit at home. It's easier than ever to avoid the drive to a gym during the winter. Here's advice for getting some exercise, no matter how little space you have. Yoga mat. Iuga Pro Non-Slip Yoga Mat, $60 to $66. Resistance pads. First Place Safety Toners, $16 to $24. Balance Pad, ProSource Exercise Balance Pad, $27. It's cold. Many hours of the day are dark. Exercise is critical for your physical and mental health, but it's harder to do when even walking outside seems unappealing or unsafe, and gym memberships can be pricey. The average monthly cost, $65, was up 9% in 2023, according to the Health and Fitness Association. Enter the home gym. In the amount of time it would take you to get to a gym, you can be done with your home workout, says Tom Holland, an exercise physiologist and trainer in Darien, Connecticut. The key to building a home gym you'll actually use and even enjoy is thinking about what you want to spend and how much time and space you have, whether it's a corner of your bedroom or a full finished basement. The design of your home gym should be guided by your personal fitness goals, but there are also a few basics everyone should think about, no matter what. For example, federal activity guidelines recommend doing at least two or more strength workouts per week that target all your major muscle groups. So ideally, every home gym should have a strength training option. You'll also want some way to get cardio indoors, whether that's marching in place in a corner or using equipment like a stationary bike. And consider a dedicated spot, a mat, for example, for exercises like yoga that helps improve balance, stability, and flexibility. Last, and this is important, build your home gym to make space for activities you actually enjoy. Don't clutter your home with, say, a treadmill if you hate running and walking. Your home gym should be somewhere in your house where you're excited to go, Holland says. Our guide will help you figure out what you need and what you don't. Cost? Less than $200. They're bare bones home gym. With the low budget option, you're spending on tools to help you build strength, stability, balance, flexibility, and mobility, says Gretchen Zielek, a fitness instructor in Los Angeles. At this price, the cardio aspect will be simple, often involving moves like jumping jacks and marching in place. In addition to the equipment listed here, you may want to have a TV or laptop in your gym area so that you can use a workout app or turn on your favorite show. It's also nice to have a mirror to check your form, ample lighting, and good ventilation, says Ayla Netzinger, Ph.D., who chairs the Strategic Health Initiative on Aging for the American College of Sports Medicine. While doing strength moves, you can sit on a stability ball, perch on a sturdy chair, or simply stand. Resistance bands, tubes, $18. These large rubber bands increase in resistance the more you stretch them. You can usually buy them in sets of thin to thick, reflecting different difficulty levels, similar to having a set of dumbbells, except they're much cheaper. Look for bands with handles, which are easier to grip than flat bands. They can also be useful for some physical therapy moves as well. Stability ball, $30. These inflatable balls can function as a weight bench and an excellent tool for various resistance exercises, especially core moves, Holland says. They range in size, so get one that suits your height. The wobble aspect of using a ball means you have to engage more core muscles to keep yourself stable. Ropeless jump rope, $10. Weight-bearing exercises help keep bones strong, and jumping rope burns about 12 calories per minute, roughly twice as much as walking. Jumping rope is generally an outdoor activity, but you can do the same motion without the actual rope, so there's no tripping. Balance pad, $27. To help build balance, stand on this rectangular block of foam during strength moves, or try closing your eyes for 30 to 60 seconds while balancing on one foot. Stretching strap, $16. If better flexibility is one of your goals, a stretching strap can come in handy. You simply hook the center or one of the built-in loops around your foot or leg. There are different types of straps. And use your hands to adjust the intensity of the stretch. Mat, $20 to $100 plus. You don't absolutely need a mat, but you might not enjoy lying on the floor. A simple yoga mat will give you a clean, slightly cushioned spot for strength moves and stretches. How to use this setup? A circuit-style approach can keep you engaged and your heart rate elevated. Here's how it works. After warming up with a few minutes of cardio, jumping jacks, marching in place, jumping rope, etc., do a set, 10 to 12 reps, of a strength move with resistance bands, for example. Then move on to another exercise like push-ups, and then another. After the last rep of the third move, do another 30 seconds to a minute of cardio. If you need rest between sets, take a minute. Continue with this pattern for 20 to 30 minutes or longer, then use the strap to help you stretch when you're finished. Note, all prices are estimates. Actual prices will vary. Cost $600 to $2,000, the next level home gym. Start with the basic gym tools just mentioned, then invest in a simple cardio machine and some dumbbells to allow for greater variety. Most critical, look for high quality equipment. You can find cheap cardio and weight systems, but they probably won't last. Exercise bike, $200 to $1,500 plus. There are several types to choose from: recumbent, upright, studio, the kind you'll find in an indoor cycling class, and more. An exercise bike lets you get an intense workout, but you can also take it slowly if you're injured or just starting out, says Nadia Swinton, MD, a physiatrist in New York City and a clinical assistant professor of physiatry at the Zucker School of Medicine at Hofstra University. Bikes often cost less and take up less space than a treadmill, and you can go bare bones or pick a connected bike that offers virtual classes and scenic rides. Adjustable dumbbells, $180 to $700 plus. A bunch of weights can be pricey, and storing them can be a hassle. Adjustable dumbbell sets allow you to go from low to high resistance, the equivalent of several pairs of dumbbells in one, with one set of grips and a relatively small amount of space. They're much easier for at-home weightlifting, Holland says. Suspension trainer, $230. These strappy, portable devices help you increase or even decrease the challenge of moving your own body weight as you do push-ups, lunges, and more with your arms or feet in the handles. All you need is a sturdy anchor point or closed door, and you've upgraded your workout. Some come with an app to help you get the hang of using the device. How to use this setup? You can do the same circuit-style workout, adding in weight exercises with the dumbbells or a suspension trainer. Lengthen your workouts by making your cardio intervals a little longer on the bike, or make them more boot camp style, where you alternate riding on the bike for 5 minutes with 5 minutes of resistance training using the dumbbells or the suspension trainer. Repeat the two for as long as you want, or lengthen the time for each to 10 minutes. The back and forth makes it more interesting than doing long blocks of cardio or weights. You can challenge yourself to increase the speed or incline on the bike for 15 to 30 seconds before returning to an easier pace, which is called interval training, to try to hit a certain distance within one time frame and then attempt to beat it the next time. Our next article comes from the product update section. Workout classes at your home gym. A home gym makes it easier to exercise, but you still have to turn it into a habit. Otherwise, your new gear might gather dust. Apps and programs that offer guided workouts and virtual group classes offer motivation and fresh ideas. Free videos. If you're just getting started with strength training, search for the Mayo Clinic's Strength Training How-To video collection for some helpful basics. Ready for more? The YMCA at Home YouTube channel offers dozens of free guided routines for cardio, strengthening, and stretching. If you want more variety and goal-oriented programs, the free Nike Training Club app offers a library of trainer-guided workouts for everything from yoga to strength, and you can sort by the equipment needed to match what you have at home. Paid app and programs. Your cardio machine. A Nordic Track, Peloton, or ProForm bike or treadmill, for example, may come with a paid subscription that gives you access to a vast library of scenic runs, rides, and fitness classes that often go far beyond cardio. Peloton offers live virtual classes. You can pay to access these apps even if you don't have a cardio machine. Peloton will cost you $24 per month. iFit Train is $15 per month. Standalone apps like Zwift, that's Z-W-I-F-T, $20 per month. And KinoMap, $12 per month, also offer options for community building and guiding workouts. How to stay safe on a treadmill. Treadmills are responsible for thousands of injuries every year, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. When setting up your home gym to include a treadmill, think about the following. Make sure you have the space to avoid colliding with a wall in case of a fall. Your owner's manual will tell you how much space to allow to the sides and back, but aim to keep at least 2 feet on each side and 6 feet behind. Don't forget to check the ceiling height, too, because a treadmill deck is several inches off the floor. An emergency shutoff function is a must. It kicks in if you trip or drift too far toward the back of the deck and dislodge the safety key. Lock the treadmill when not in use, if you have kids in your household, by removing the safety key. If you can lock the room to your home gym, that's even better. And always keep kids away from the treadmill when you're using it. Never start the treadmill while standing on it. Stand on the side rails and step on the treadmill as it starts moving at a slow speed. When coming off, slow your speed, then step off. Stay alert. Your body tends to follow where your head goes. So if you're looking around and you're distracted while on a treadmill, you might be more likely to take a spill. This brings us to the end of today's articles. This broadcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Dave Capper. I'll be back soon with some more articles. Thanks for listening.